Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to another episode of the Kosafa Show, where we will hear from the coaches of Southern Africa's two remaining club sides in CAF competition. Petro Atletico's Alexander Santos and Orlando Pirates' Manda Nikazi speak to us as they look ahead to the semi-finals in the Champions League and the African Confederation Cup, respectively.
But first, we chat to Botswana national team coach Mokomotsi Mpote about his team's chances in their 2023 Africa Cup of Nations qualification pool, where they'll take on Tunisia, Equatorial Guinea, and Libya. It's a tall order, but he is hopeful his side can spring a surprise. Coach, thank you so much for your time. What is your reaction to the draw for the 2023 Cup of Nations qualifiers?
A tough one, yeah. No easy group. If you look at all the teams that have been, tossed by the other countries, it's more like you are playing big boys now. You don't look back because you just need to prepare well and, play those games. And knowing that it's not your group, but all the groups they're very tough, and we are expecting to work hard so that you win some games. And in this AFCON tournament, we always think about the advantage of other countries whereby their players are playing, in the European League, and you have boys who are not, playing in those leagues, and you are playing home. But as much as the league is on and your boys are playing week in, week out, I should think we are just okay with that, and we are looking forward to play those games.
And coach, I know it's only coming up in June, but have you thought about the makeup of your squad? Is this a chance for you to stick with your tried and trusted players, or will you look to bring in new talent perhaps?
Yeah, you have to mix all this because we are looking at 2023 and beyond. You have under 23s, you have tried and tested boys. And if you mix and you have in each position, you have at least two players, a young and senior player, you will make it. Even if after this 2023, you'll be having some boys who are, at least have a test on the what actually do we up to when you play these CAF games. Some of the boys, they admire the players who are playing in Europe, but once you play with him, you feel it, and you find good and suit for you to compete with him, and that will give you a good preparation.
And of course, your preliminary round tie against Eritrea in March was not played. They pulled out. I think I'm correct in saying you haven't played a competitive match since the Kasafa Cup last year. How much of a disadvantage is this? You almost coming in a bit cold.
Yeah, Eritrea. They just pulled out, and we tried to look for a friendly games, and all the countries were engaged, and we couldn't even find one. And since we have long played, it's difficult for us. But we cannot just sit back and say we haven't played a friendly game. So we need to look at the boys and take the intensity of the game when starting our camp. Just put a bit of intensity so that they do feel what's expected from them. And again, the culture and the character of the boys, I think I'm used to them. And I've been going through Africa playing with my team, Warabba United, before playing these Confederation games, and I knew what is important for the boys, what is important for us as a country, and we cannot just look back and say no since we could not play some friendly. We will go there and compete. We'll go and compete. I think that's the best, because we have other two or three boys in Morocco, and we have the likes of Botsu in South Africa. So if if you combine all these boys with the boys who are playing home, domestic, we'll make it. We'll do it. We'll play.
Hey, Coach, you touched on it there about your Confederation Cup campaign with the Rugby United and also joining Galaxy, making the group stages of the Champions League. That type of experience for those players must be invaluable when they now come up against national teams in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, because we did play with Cotton Sports, we played with Manga Sports, and as you know, Galaxy has been playing this Champions League. Yeah, that experience, and you will just take it, and you will take it to the competition of the national team. That experience will help us also because there are a lot of elements and factors that can affect us in terms of traveling. I remember going to play in Libya for the first time, and the countries who are humid, the hot here in our countries, it's hot. Dry condition, hot, dry condition. So you take all these factors, elements, and try to work with them so that they get used to that. And I think what is important for us is the experience from the Galaxy, Rugby United, and other players who are playing outside.
Yeah, and of course, the league has returned this season. I think it was about 18 months where it wasn't played due to COVID-19 and whatnot. It must be a huge relief for you as a national team coach, and of course for the Rugby as well, to have regular game time for the players as well.
Yes. That's why I mentioned it. The league, because the fixtures has been congested. We are playing, midweek, weekends, and a lot of games, tournaments, and that will help us because as long as the players are playing every week in, week out, it's good for them. The fitness of the players there is high, and I should think that will help us compared to where we were playing this confederation, and there was the league was stopped because of the pandemic. So now it's good. You don't look much in the fitness part of it. We actually look much into the combination. We try to combine, to bring all the boys and work on the tactics so that when you get to the game, you get used to one another. And we know what you will expect it from the group of boys.
And of course, Coach, we've also got the CASAFA Cup coming up in Durban in July. Botswana reached the final in 2016 and 2019 when you were in charge there. Couldn't quite get it over the line, but very close. How much of a target or how important is the CASAFA Cup to you as well?
Yeah, very, very important for Botswana to win it for the first time. And actually, I always look down to under 20, under 23 to build from there. Doing that, giving this young boys advantage of, feeling the national, collapse, and building the team so that they can. We have a pool of players, and yes, we want to win it for the first time. We only went as far as the finals. We have to win it, just bring it home. But it's not easy because you always have a good teams like the South Africans, Zambians, Zimbabweans, good players there. But with time, prepared properly, I should think we'll go as far as, going to the finals.
And Coach, if we also look at a tournament like the African Nations Championship, where your home-based players are involved, is that also an important tournament for you?
It is. It is important for us. African Nations is a tournament which can even, it's a bridge to the players because they... The scouts are there, one or two players, if they take to other countries, it's a development for our country, for our boys to feel that, special as a player, because as for most of the boys here or any football player wants to play, even play outside the country. So it's good for us, very good for us. Yeah, we are looking for it to, to develop football in our country. develop the boys, you know, so that even after football, they will say, no, I once played in this tournament. I end up playing in this country. So it's very, very important and good for us.
And just following on from that, Coach, you mentioned earlier about the players in Morocco, and obviously you've got some in South Africa and had in Zambia and whatnot. Do you kind of follow the diaspora of Botswana players? Is it an aim of yours to try and get more of them overseas and playing in perhaps, with the greatest respect, slightly bigger leagues?
Of course, yes. If you remember well, time when I was with the national team in South Africa, I was talking much about, you know, to see my boys playing in South Africa or other countries. But I was so happy because one of them is playing for a big team like SuperSport United. And even the marketing part of it, if you have boys playing outside, that will encourage those who are home here to work harder so that in future they are also playing outside. So it's important, very important. And we are praying, or I'm praying every day when I'm with these boys, at least to have 4 or 5 players going outside.
Do you feel in general that Botswana football is moving in the right direction?
Yes, of course, yes. We have. If you look at our women team, so yeah. you have women qualifying for AFCON, and then we have boys there who also, with time, when they're going for this junior champions qualifying, we expect them to do better. And there are a lot of boys because most of the boys who are playing like TT in South Africa, he's just from the development. He's from under 17, 20, 23. And then today he's playing for senior team, and also he's playing his game in South Africa. So we have KB, Cooper, and Oroboni, who is playing in Morocco, of which is advantage for us. It's good to have boys who went through the development and now they are playing outside. As you remember, Oroboni was playing the tournament that was in Morocco, that was 2012. I'm not sure about the, but they were that's the group that play in Morocco for this AFCON Junior Champions League. So if you have those kind of boys playing outside, and you develop other players who can go outside and play there, we will be in advantage in terms of African football and as a country.
Angolan outfit Petro Atletico stunned South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns to reach the semi-finals of the Champions League, and they'll now take on Wydad Casablanca in their bid to claim a first ever final appearance in Africa's top club competition. Coach Alexander Santos explains how they did it.
It's a great moment it's a historic moment for the Petro. It's not easy when Angola team achieve or get the semi-finals. It's not easy, because it's not easy to win 2-1 Sundowns there. It was not easy to keep the 0-0 first and to go to the 1-1 and pass the semi-finals, because it's not easy for our country to give these moments, these happy moments for them so many times as we like. But we are here, and I think we are here with all of deserve, with all of sacrifice, and we did a history moment for Angola people and for Petro fans. And I'm very proud of my staff team, because they work a lot with me to this happen. And all the staffs that we work every day in our country, in our city, to get this history moment. I'm very proud of them. I'm very proud of the players. They are unbelievable. I think it was easy to put one strategy, more defensive strategy, more players in defensive positions, or more players defending, or change for 4-3-3, or change for 5-3-2, as we did in Zamalek in the first game of stage group. We could do that, but I felt my team after the game in Luanda, and I felt if I proposed that for them, I think they believe, but I think they didn't like, because they like to attack. They like to attack. These two teams, for me, is are the great teams in offensive play, in offensive game, in attack game. They know what they want to do with the ball, the both teams, and Sundowns in some moments push us to the back. But I believe in that. I believe to listen my players and to felt my players, that is better to put the same strategy. And of course, if we have to defend more, we defend more with that players. And after that, we have to attack. I think the moment click of the game was after the first goal of the Sundowns. Is strange, but was after the first goal. When the first goal comes, we did a very good effort to push Sundowns. And we did a goal, was disallowed with VAR. And after that, we did a good pressure to get another game, another goal. It's amazing the strength of this collective team, because it's not one player, it's not two players. We are a team. We are, of course, even if we lose, I'm proud of them. It's the same. Okay, I'm very happy. I'm much more happy now than if we lose, of course. But we know lose here is not is normal, but is the game, because Sundowns is a powerful team and was a powerful team. And was that, I think, was the mentality, and they believe in our philosophy.
Orlando Pirates are through to the semi-finals of the Confederation Cup, where they will meet a Libyan side, Al Ahly Tripoli, over two legs. The Buccaneers edged past Simba of Tanzania in the quarterfinals, and coach Mandla Ntsikazi is confident they can go all the way.
It was important for Pirates to be composed. That team is very intelligent in terms of, one, the social media invasion that they had trying to destabilize us for the whole week. I've never seen people that can are not wrong in any scenario. We're not the only team that had issues about them. I think all teams that have visited that country and that team, they've had issues. But for them to come out and deny, you know, even say that, hey, when teams come there, we offer them coffee. If it's what they offered us, coffee, then they've got a really bad coffee. And I'm not, I'm okay with that coffee. But they are well, you can see it's a well-schooled, because they are articulate in their fabrication of everything that happens there. My only concern, they must sweep that. It's not good for them. Because if they do that, you can see their history. They play so well at home, but when they go away, they don't win. For me, that's an indication that something wrong happens there. I don't want to repeat that. They have got good energy to do all the fabrication. Channel all that energy in the right direction by working on the team to be successful, so that they can play away and play a fair game. This is not football. This is not football what they do in their country. But it is their strategy. It works for them. But a good advice. They've got good energy. They've got articulate people that have got degrees that they got from London. But that is not football related. Channel that into football. It will help them a lot. But with the experience of Africa and how South Africans are good in treating visitors, and how hostile it gets when you get into other countries, I would prefer to start away, because they have hope. They won't be as ruthless knowing they still come here. I can imagine if we were to play the second leg away in this team that we have just played, I don't think we would have come back. Maybe we'd have to send the helicopter to pick us up. So I prefer it that way. And then, Mark, I don't know why when South Africans ill-treat our foreign brothers, it's xenophobic. But when we get treated this bad in other countries, it's not xenophobic. And I don't know why South Africans normal with it. There was someone who commented that, but Sundowns are winning through the barriers. But it still have to be mentioned. That is not good treatment. It has to improve. Sport is a social event that should create friends. But in the field of play, we have to be competitive, try to win. But use means that are within the game, not other means where aircons are poor, you put the gas, there's food poisoning. That's deadly for me. Put it within the confines of winning. 60,000 supporters, perfect. That's good. That team has got good support. But try and maneuver and keep it within the confines of humanity. Don't take it outside that, which I think other teams, they take to that level. Pressure is the name. when you enter the door at Pirates, you are under pressure. It's just that, like you're saying, there's added pressure. But again, it's good pressure. For me, I see it in a, I'm a pessimist. I'm not a pessimist, I'm an optimist. I see it as good representation for our country. Right now, we're the only team that is surviving. Pirates must take the responsibility of representing our country. For me, it's no longer about teams. It's about us representing the country. And I hope all South Africans currently will be Pirates supporters when we are playing the next matches, because we're not only representing Pirates, but you're representing the whole country. Pirates have always been in African Championship. I think Roger Tissa went into the final, Eric Tinkler went into the final, they won the cup in 1995. I don't think there's anything new. It also helps us that some of the players have been part of that history. So one, it helps with that experience. Let's go on, but you are in the competition to win it. We shouldn't be in this competition to make numbers. And with the history that this club has done it before, we should do it. And it's important that we work and get into the mainstream. That's my wish, that Pirates go into the main one, without saying that this one is an easier one. It's still a big honor. The supporters made a big difference, and we are really happy. We love their patience. I think they supported the team correctly. But there's also a stat that says teams that are playing at home have got an 80% chance of winning a match. Pirates, if all Pirates supporters can be in stadiums, I can tell you that we will win a lot of matches, because Pirates have got so much support that anywhere where they go, they'll have supporters. COVID-19 has affected bigger teams than smaller teams. Smaller teams are used to playing in empty stadiums, but we are not, and that has affected us. It's not an excuse, it's reality. I'm just grateful that our supporters came to support us. I just wish there could be more in the next matches, but I also know there's challenges in terms of the COVID regulations and vaccination. I just hope the numbers increase, but at the end, we are very grateful for their support. It really helped our team.
That's it for another episode of the Cassava Show. We'll be back in a fortnight with more views from around the Southern African region and beyond.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoladuma Radio, Cassava.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.cassava.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.